Shalom to all. Today's office cholin daf yotei. So we are starting right at the top. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas, Mars Mem Sar Basi Raka Moshe, Hernish Shamosh and Havin Aliyah. So we were right in the middle of discussing Hagrama, shechting beyond the proper area, and their number of shitas. We're just going to mention three of them for now. The Tanakhama, the Mishnah holds that it has to all be within the Tabas. It's referring to the Tabas Gedola, which is that large piece of cartilage at the top of the cunna, the top of the trachea, as it's going right near the head. However, Rabbi Yehuda argues and holds that even just the rive of the Tabas was shechted, that's also okay, which means even if he did Hagrama and went out of the Tabas at the end, that's not a problem. And Rabbi Chanina ben Tiknas holds that even if it was shechted in the kaiva, that's referring to the helmet-like piece of cartilage on top of the Tabas Gedola, even if the entire shechita took place there, that's also okay. Says the Gemara of Hilchso, what's a halacha? Mishipui kaiva lumata kshera, that from the slanted part of the kaiva and below, meaning closer to the Tabas Gedola, that's kosher. And behind the shir b'chiti, it has to be he left over some of the chiti, which again are those wheat-shaped pieces of cartilage inside the kaiva, which we spoke of in the previous daf. Now Rav Nachman achshon mishipui kaiva lumata. Rav Nachman also was machshir from mishipui kaiva and below, and Amar Rav Chana by Rav Katina or Rav Nachman, Keman, who's that like Rabban of like Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda? It's not like Rabban or Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, because they hold that it has to be within the Tabas, it can't be in the Kaiva. So Amar Lehi responded to him, Ana, loy chilik yadana v'loy bilik yadana. I don't know chilik or bilik. Now Rashi brings two different understandings of what this is. Chilik could be lashon of mechalik, to cut the Tabas into two, and that's like the Rabban who hold that it has to be within the Tabas, and bilik is lashon of mevulka, which means to destroy, and that would be Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, which is basically cutting through and then tilting and going out, totally rooting the shape of the Tabas. In other words, according to the Shita, he's basically saying, I'm not going like the Rabban or Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. However, according to other Pshat Rashi brings, is a chiluk bilik is two random words that don't mean anything, and it's basically an expression trying to show, I'm not going like this or like that, I don't know what you're talking about, I'm going like a totally different Shita. As we continue Lashon, Anosh Shmaitse Yadano, I know, member from my Rayim, Do Amr B'chim Bar Abba, Amr B'Yechnon, V'Amrilon, some say, Amr B'Abba Bar Zavda, Amr B'Chanina, and V'Amrilon, some say, it was Amr B'Yakab Bar Idi, Amr B'Yeshua B'Levi, Mishipa Kavu Lamata Ksheira, the from Shipa Kaiva and below is kosher, and that's what I'm going based off of, not anything else. We continue discussing this. Shimon Levi says, Mugremus to Rabbanon Ksheir Lerab Yisrael Yehuda. Mugremus to the Rabbanon is kosher for Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, as we already said, that according to Rabbanon, if he does a grama and he goes out of the Tabas, that's pasul, but Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda says that's kosher. Now, with Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, Ksheir Lerab Yechanin ben Tignois, where Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda holds is a grama and is pasul, that's kosher according to Rabbi Chanin ben Tignois. As the Gemara Pshita is then obvious, why do we need to say this? We already mentioned on the previous daf, what do we need to say this for again? And the answer is, no, you would have thought the Rabbanim and Tiknois ad Rabbanon Kai is only going on the Rabbanon's Shita. Kamash Mon the Chedesh is that he's not going on the Rabbanon. Ask the Gemara of Eim Hachinami, maybe he really is going on the Rabbanon. The answer is that no, because Imkin, if he really was just going on the Rabbanon, Heyid Aleha mi Bayale, it should say just Heyid Aleha. What does that mean? So if you take a quick peek at the previous Amun at the top, at the end of the third line, it says Heyid Rabbanim and Tiknois al Mugremes Shik Sheira. So all he says is Mugremes is kosher. So the question is, which Mugremes? As the Gemara now is telling us, since he says Mugremes is kosher, that means he's going on everyone's sheet of Mugremes, both the Rabbanon and Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. Because if he was only going on the Rabbanon, which was the previously mentioned Shita in that Braisa, then it should really say is Heyid Aleha, that he just gave Eidos on it, meaning on the Rabbanon's Shita. But since it says Heyid, he gave Eidos, means he's arguing with all their Shitas of Agrama, and therefore he holds that you're allowed to Shecht in the Kaiva itself, no problem. And Rehelchzak Rechonim and Tignois, the Kaiv Nachman Kavase, the Lachzak Rechonim and Tignois, because Rav Nachman goes just like him, so that's how we paskin. And we can discuss this. Rav Huna Amravasi, Machloikes, what's a machloikes between the Rabbanon and Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, whether Rav is okay? Bishashachat Shnei Shlish Vehigrim Shlish. That he shechted two thirds perfectly fine, and he only did Hagrama. He went out of bounds the last third. The Rabbanon said the Rabbanon hold Kul Shechita Be'inam B'Tabas Gedola, that the entire Shechita needs to be in the Tabas Gedola. You can't go out of bounds at all. Whereas Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Sover, he holds Ruba Kekulai. Then the majority is like the entire thing. Aval, however, Higrim Shlish Bishachat Shnei Shlish, if he started out of bounds, he started beyond the Tabas Gedola, he cut the first third out, and then the last two thirds he came in, Devar Kol Psula, everybody hold that it's possible. Why is that the Chinafka Chiyusa? Because when the life of the animal leaves it, that's after the 50% mark, after Rav has been shechted. So when that happens, Be'inan Ruba B'Shechita, Vileko, you need the majority having been a proper Shechita, and you don't have that, because the first third, even though that didn't kill the animal yet, that was done out of bounds. And then the next third, which is what completed the Chiyus of the animal leaving it, even though that was done in the proper area, when the animal's life left it, the majority of it wasn't shechted properly. Because again, a full third was out of bounds, and therefore everybody would agree in this situation, then that shechita is possible, even though, again, two-thirds of the shechita was done in the proper area. However, Amar Reb Chizur, told him, Adrabah, the opposite, Leimar Ipcha, you should say the other way around. The machlokes b'shehigrim shlish v'shachar shnei shlish. Then the machlokes is when he first starts a third out of bounds, and then the remaining two-thirds are in the proper area. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Savar, he holds, midahava chetzi kana pagum, that it's just like if half of the kana is pagum. Now, this is an important thing that we're going to need for the rest of the Gemara. If there's a defect in the kana and half of it's missing, not a problem. The animal's not a trefa. Unless Rav is missing, it's a trefa. But if half of it's missing, not a problem, it's not a trefa, it's okay. And then for this situation, the shechita would be kosher, because the same way that if half of the kana was pagum, it was defective, if it was missing, all you'd have to do is cut the other half and it would be a kosher shechita. So it's the same thing. If you start a third out of bounds, as long as you cut two-thirds in the proper place, that's okay. Whereas for Rabbanon, they argue that no, what's the difference? It hasam over there when the kana is defective, so makam shechita, at least when the shechita is done, it's being done in the proper place. But hacha lav makam shechita. Over here, when he started doing a third out of bounds and then came the remaining two-thirds in the proper area, he wasn't in the makam shechita the whole time. Aval, however, continues chizda, shachat shnei shlish, vehigrim shlish, if he first did two-thirds in the proper place and only went slanted out of bounds the remaining third, so they were called ksheira, everyone agreed that it's kusher. And why is that? Datanam, because we have a mishnah we're going to be learning later on, ruba shalchat kamayu, the majority of one of the simanim is like the whole thing, meaning you don't have to shech the whole sim, you don't have to cut the whole thing, even just cutting majority is okay. And here as well, the Chum would agree that majority is okay. However, only Rabbi Yisrael asked on him, my name alone, that who Ruba de Hasam, la Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Ketani La, who says that that din of Rav over there that we just quoted, Ruba Shalachad Kamayu, that that's according to Rabbanon, who says that it's not Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, Dilma, Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Ketani La, maybe it's Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda who taught it, so there's no Rai that Rabbanon would agree that Rav is okay. However, only Abaye asked on this question, Atu call Ruba de Alma, Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Ketani La, what, anytime you have a discussion of Rav in the Gemara, that's Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, the Rabbanon do hold of the concept of Rav, so Amalei responded to him, I know Ruba de Shechita Kamina, the Shmanel Hudepligi. I'm specifically talking about Rav by Shechita. We already know there's Machlaikas, Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda and the Rabbanon regarding Rav, so it's very possible that when you're quoting me a din of Rav regarding Shechita, maybe that's just Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. Therefore, based on this question, Rav Chizda doesn't necessarily have a basis for his Shechita. Now the Gemara continues, Lashon Achrina Amri La, there's another Lashon this was set in, Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav Asi, Rav Huna said B'Shem Rav Asi, just like what Rav Chizda suggested now. The Machlaikas, B'Shehegim Shlesh, B'Shachach Shnei Shlesh, Machlaikas between the Rabbanon Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda is when he first started out of bounds and then came the last two-thirds inbounds. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda suffer, he holds me to have a chetzi kana pagum. It's just like shechting a half of a pagum kana. Rabbanon, they say that there's a difference. Hasa makam shechita, hacha la makam shechita. Over there, when half the kana is pagum, you're still shechting in the proper place the whole time. Whereas over here, when he's starting out of bounds, he wasn't there the whole time. Avol shachat shnei shlish v'higim shlish. If he first shechted two-thirds perfectly fine and only then went out of bounds the last third, they recall ksheira, everyone agreed it's kosher. Datanan, ruba shalachet kamayu, because we have his memra. Then the majority of the semen is like the whole thing, and Rabbanon would agree to that. However, Maskel Rav Chizda, it's Rav Chizda who asked on this, Manle Milan da hu Ruba de Hasam la Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Ketani La, who says that din of Rav over there is not Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. Delma Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Ketani La, maybe it's Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. So there's no Rai Lacham agree to that. And there's only Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef had told him, Atu kol Ruba de Alma Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Ketani La, what? Every time we have a discussion of Rav is Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda? Amar Lehi told him, I know Ruba de Shechita Kamina de Shmanu Hu de Pligi. I'm talking about the din of Rav by Shechita that we already know there's machlaikas between them, and so maybe that din of Rav Simon is Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, not the Rabbanon. It's basically the same discussion that we just had before, just a different Amirayim arguing different points. We continue the discussion with a different situation. Higrim shlish, v'shachat shlish, v'higrim shlish. We divide the shechita into thirds. The first third was hagrama, the next third was in the proper place, and then he went back out again for another hagrama for the last third. And here we have machlekes. Rav Huna Amar Rav, Rav Huna says b'shem Rav, k'sheira, it's a perfectly kosher shechita. Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Rav Yehuda says b'shem Rav, trefa, it's not good. Now Rav Huna Amar Rav, k'sheira, he says kosher, why is that? Ki nafka chiyusa b'shechita kanafka. That's because when the life of the animal left it, that was the middle third of the shechita, because it was in that middle third that Rav was shechted, so the chios, the life of the animal, left it at that point in time, and that was being done in a state of kashrus, because he was in the proper place in that middle third. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, trefa, he says, trefa, why is that? Because be'inon ruba b'shechita v'leka, we need the majority to be in the proper place of shechita, and it's not there. I mean, it's not about where the shechita knife is when the animal's life left it. It has to be that the majority of the shechita was done properly, and here, only one out of two-thirds of the shechita was done properly, and therefore it's a trefa. Now we have the other way around. Shachat shlish, v'higrim shlish, v'shachat shlish. He began in the proper area, went out by the middle third, and then went back in by the last third. So pay attention. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav k'sheira. Here again, Rabbi Yehuda is quoting Rav, saying that it's kosher, and then also Shailul Rav Huna, they went and asked Rav Huna, Amar Lui told them, trefa, it's trefa. Now notice that Rav Huna did not quote Rav over here. Previously, Rav Huna did quote Rav. Over here, he's not quoting Rav. Now Shamar Rav Yehuda, ikbed. Rav Yehuda heard about this, and he got frustrated, he got upset. Amar, he said, trifna umachshir, umachsharna tarif. Whatever I say is treif, he says is kosher. Whatever I say is kosher, he says is treif. And Amar Rav Huna says, you want to know what? You're right. Sha Misaper Kamikbid. He's 100% correct in getting frustrated at what I said. Chada de iu shmiel minei de Rav anolai shmieli. First of all, the second din, he quoted b'shem Rav, and I didn't hear it from Rav. I just made up the din on my own. V'aydim furthermore, ha'ikaru b'shchita. It makes sense that the second din is kosher because the majority of it was done in a proper shchita. The first third was in, second third out, the third third back in, so the majority was a proper shchita, so it actually makes sense to be kosher. And then from Chayzer on my psak, it's not treif. However, Amalei Chizer told Rav Huna, loy tahad bracha, don't go back so quickly. Why not? You test on based on top. In Cain, if you are going to be Chayzer, mafsad the sol kamaisa, then you're going to be ruining your first shita that you did quote in the name of Rav. In other words, if you back out from your second statement, you're going to have to back out from your first one as well. My tamak machsharta, why did you say that the first shita is kosher when he was out the first third, in the next third, then out the last part? The chinafka chiyusa bechsher kanafka. That's because when the chiyusa of the animal left it, it went out behechsher. The knife was in the proper place. Well, hachanami here too. In the opposite case, kinafka chiyusa b'agrama kanafka. When the animal's life left it, it was in a state of hagrama because the middle third was the one that was out of bounds. And so here as well, it makes sense that it's treif. So even though you're right, you're not quoting Rav, still you're very consistent with your shita. So don't back out of the second thing because you're gonna have to back out of the first. And since the first made sense, the second makes sense as well, using that same logic. And we continue with this. Iklor Rav Nachman l'Sura. Rav Nachman visited Sura. Ba'uminei, they asked him the following question. Shachat shlish, v'higim shlish, v'shachat shlish. The first third was good, second third was not. The last third was in the proper place. Mahu, what's the din? So Amalu, he told them, Lav ha'ed Rav Blazer Barman Yumi. Isn't this the same case as Rav Blazer Barman Yumi? Don't Rav Blazer Barman Yumi. Shchita asui k'masrik k'sheira. A shchita that's like a masrik, that's like a comb. You know, when you look at the teeth of a comb, it's like up and down, up and down. So this shchita looks like that. It goes out, then in, then out. It's a jagged shchita. K'sheira, it's kosher, says Rav Blazer Barman Yumi. So it should be a kosher shchita. Says the Gemara, not a raya. V'dilma b'makom shchita. Maybe Rav Blazer Barman Yumi was talking about if he does this fancy shchita within the proper place. He goes this way, then that way, but he's all within the proper area on the neck. Maybe that's what he's saying is kosher. But if he goes out of bounds and then comes back in, who says that's kosher? Ask the Gemara, b'makom shchita, ma'ala memra. Why would that be a chiddush to say it? If he did it in the proper place of shchita, why shouldn't it be kosher? Just because he made a fancy design this way, that way, it still should be fine. And the answer is that no. Ma'al detema, you might have thought, that in shchita mefura'as v'leka, that you have to have a clean, straight cut, straight down, without any fancy going to the right and going to the left. Kamash Mlon, the Chish Rav Blazer Barman Yumi, is that it is an okay shchita, but again, it could be that he's only referring to a situation where it's in the proper place of shchita, but not if he goes out of bounds, and therefore this answer that Rav Nachman gave the people of Surah wasn't 100% good. The Gemara continues discussing, Yasser Rav Abba Charid Rav Kahana, Rav Abba was sitting behind Rav Kahana, the Yasser Rav Kahana Kamed Rav Yehuda, and Rav Kahana was sitting in front of Rav Yehuda, the Yasser Rav Ka'amar, and he was sitting and saying, meaning Rav Kahana was sitting and asking Rav Yehuda the following. Now remember, we already had Shitas Rav Yehuda from the bottom of Amud Aleph quoting Rav, that it's not about when the animal's life leaves it. It's all about the majority of the shechita being done in a state of kashrus. Two-thirds have to be done in a proper kosher place on the neck. So the question he asked Rabbi Yehuda is as follows. Shachat shlish, v'higim shlish, v'shachat shlish. The first and last third were in the proper place, but the middle third, he went out of bounds. Ma, what's the din? So Amalei told him, shechita's like shish, shechita's kosher. Another question. Higrim shlish, v'shachat shlish, v'higim shlish. Let's say the first and the last third were out of bounds, and the middle third was in the proper place. Ma, what's the din? Amalei told him, shechita's like psula, it's puzzle shechita. Now we already know from the bottom of Amud Aleph. Another question he asked him is shachat b'makom nekev mahu. Let's say shechted in the place where there was a nekev. This is like we had in Amud Aleph, this kane pagum, that a kane had a hole in it, or maybe it was missing a piece, and that's talking about the front half of the kane, and he shechted in that area. What's the din? Amalei told him, shechita's like the shechita's kosher. So then we asked him the opposite question, shachat upaga boy nekev mahu. Let's say he was shechting, and then he got to a nekev. In other words, the back half of the kane was defective, it was missing a piece, so he started shechting the kane like regular, and then the second half of the kane was missing anyway. What about that? So Amalei told him, shechita's psula, shechita's pasul. So focusing on these last two questions, also Rav Abba went, Amar Kamid Rav Blazer, he says in front of Rav Blazer, and also Rav Blazer, Amar Kamid Rav Yechanan, Rav Blazer went and said in front of Rav Yechanan, and Amalei told him, my shno, what's the difference? Why is it that when the cut or the defective part of the kane is in the front, that's a kasher shechita, but when it's in the back, it's a pasul shechita? Either which way, he's only cutting half the kane. So Amalei told him, shachar makam nekev, when he's shechting it in a place of the nekev, meaning when that's on the front part of the kane, nasuk mi shachar avik chamim gamar Yisrael. It's as if a guy started the shechita and then a yid finished it. And if a guy only does half the shechita and the yid does the other half of the shechita, that's perfectly fine, because by the first half of the shechita, the animal didn't die yet, so it didn't passel the animal. And now the yid comes and finishes the second half of the shechita, so that means the second half is being done makashrus, and that's fine. Same thing that when he cuts through the first part of the kana and he's actually not cutting anything because it's missing a piece over there, so that's fine. As long as he actually cut through the second part of the kana, that part wasn't defective, so he's actually cutting it, and that's what's kasher shechita. However, shachar upaga by nekev, it was all the way around, is where shechted the first half of the kana and that was okay, and then the second half of the kana was missing, it was defective. So naskamisha shachar Yisrael v'gam rabbi kachavim. It's as if a yid started the shechita Torah, and a non-Jew finished it, which obviously is problematic. However, when he responded to this, Kari Alehi said about him, Avi Kachavim, Avi Kachavim. Now, he's not calling him an Avi Kachavim. He's basically telling him, you can say Avi Kachavim in the Sfarah all you want all day. It's not going to help you at all. And why is that? Some Rava explains, Shaper Kari Alehi Kachavim Kachavim. It's good that he said this to him, Avi Kachavim, that you're not going to get anywhere with the answer of yours. Why? The Bishlama Hasam, it's good over there when we're actually talking about a Yid and a non-Jew shechting an animal together. Since the Yid should have shechted the majority of it, but he didn't. It was completed by the non-Jew. So when the animal actually ended up dying, that was by the Rav, so that was done by the non-Jew, and that's why it's puzzle. But over here, the Yid shechted the entire thing. What does it make a difference where the hole, where the missing part of the kana is? In the front, in the back, it doesn't make a difference. It's a Yid shechting the entire time, so it shouldn't make a difference. And so we end off without a good explanation to what Rabbi Yehuda had said. Why would there be a difference? And moving on to the Mishnah, now we're going to be bringing in Malika. We know that in the Beis HaMikdash, regular animals were shechted, but birds were not shechted with a knife. Rather, Malika was done to them. And as we're going to see, it's basically the exact opposite of Shechita. The Kohen held the bird in one hand, and he cut the back of the neck with his fingernail. So there's no Shechita on the front of the neck with a knife. It's the back of the neck with the fingernails. And we're going to see differences and similarities between the two of them. Hashachim and Atzadim says the Mishnah, if a person shechts on the side of the animal's neck, Shechita's like Sherat, 100% kosher, perfectly fine. However, Hamalikim and Atzadim, Malika's like Psula. If he does Malika on the side of the bird's neck, it's possible. Also, Hashachim and Airef, if a person shechts on the back of the neck, Shechita's like Psula, it's possible. Whereas Hamalikim and Airef, if he does Malika on the back of the neck, Malika's like Sherat's kosher. That's actually how Malika's supposed to be done. Another thing, Hashachim and Atzavar, if he shechts on the front of the neck, Shechita's like Sherat's kosher. That's how it's supposed to be done. Versus Hamalikim and Atzavar, Malika's like Psula. If he does Malika from the front of the neck of the bird, it's possible. What's the bottom line? Shakala Airef kasher malika, v'kala tzaver kasher l'shchita. The entire neck of the animal is kasher v'shchita. Nimsa, turns out kasher v'shchita, pasul malika, kasher malika, pasul v'shchita. Whatever is kasher by this is pasul by that. Whatever is kasher by that is pasul by this. The Gemara begins by asking, my Airef, what exactly is an Airef? We've been translating it as the back of the neck, but how do we know that? So ilema Airef mamish. If you want to say really means the Airef, and here we have a little bit of a lesson that Airef doesn't mean the back of the neck. It means the back of the head. If you want to say that's really what it means, well then my iria shaychet afilu malik nami. Why would you say that if a person shechts on the back of the head, it's possible. Even if he does Malika on the back of the head, it's possible. Why is that? Because Mimul Arpai Amrachmana Veloy Arpai. The Pasuk says Mimul Arpai, which means that which is facing the Airef, not the Airef itself. Al rather, my Airef. What does the Mishnah mean when it says Airef? Mimul Airef, as we're referring to that which is facing the Airef, meaning the back of the neck. In other words, the Airef is the back of the head. So Mimul Airef is that which is facing the back of the head. So that would be the back of the neck, which is a little bit lower down. And how do we know? Can you tell me safe? It's like what the end of the Mishnah says, Kala Airef Kashal Malika. The entire Airef is kasher for Malika. Now, if the Airef of the Mishnah meant the back of the head, well, there isn't so much back of the head that we would use Lashon of Airef. It's only when we're talking about the neck that there's much more space on the neck than the back of the head. Therefore, it makes sense that the Airef of the Mishnah is referring to the back of the neck. And we're discussing this Pasuk at Semi Mol Arpai. Now, Menonimili, how do we know this? So, here describing in greater detail, the Tanur Rabban, we have a Braisa. The Pasuk says, Mimol Arpai, the mole of its Airef. And what does that mean, mole? Haroya es Airef. Mole means that which sees the Airef. V'chenu Aymer also says the Pasuk, V'hu Yoshev Mimuli, and it sits muli, which means in front of me or in view of me, that I can see it. This is what Balak was complaining about, that the Yidden are muli, they're in front of me or they're in view of me, I could see them. And Va'imra also, the Pasuk says, Ki panu elai iref v'loi panim, for they've turned their iref to me and not their panim. Ask the Gemara, my Va'imra, what's with this extra Pasuk? The answer is because v'chitem, if you're going to say, based off the first Pasuk, iref gufe lo din hecha, I still don't know where the iref is, deneida muldi de hecha, that I know where its mul is. Great that we learned from the first Pasuk that the word mul means in view of or in front of, that you could see it. And so mul iref means you could see the iref. But where's the mul? That we can know where the iref is. And therefore we have another Pasuk that tells us, Tashma, ki panu elai, iref elai panim, they turned their iref to me and not their panim, mechlal da iref lahade panim. That means that the iref is on the other side of the panim, and the panim is the face. So if the iref is on the other side of the face, that means the iref is the back of the head. So mul iref means that which views the back of the head, namely the neck. And we continue discussing Malika, Amri b'nei Rebchia, the sons of Rebchia, who are known throughout the Gemara as Yehuda and Chizkiah. They said as follows, Mitzvah Malika, what's the Mitzvah Malika, the proper way to do it? Machzer Simanim L'Acharei HaOiref, the bird is held, and the Simanim of the bird, meaning the Kun and the Veshet, are actually pulled from the front of its neck to behind the neck. That's able to be done. It's not like they're locked in place. They're able to be pulled and moved. So they're moved to the back, Umaylek, and then Malika's done. However, we have Machlekes regarding this. Ikedam Rusam say, Af Machzer, that they could even be moved to the back of the neck. Ikedam Rusam say, Machzer Dafka, that they have to be moved to the back. In other words, it's Machlekes, that when Malika's done, is it an absolute must that the Simanim have to be pulled from the front of the bird's neck to the back, and only then we do Malika on the two Simanim? on him. Or if you want to do it, you could do like that, but you don't have to. The Kohen can just simply use his fingernail to cut right through the back of the neck into the Simanim. And with Stavrit's logical, Kamando Amar Af Machzir, that's like the Kamando Amar, that even if a person wants, he could do this, but he doesn't have to. Mimai, where do we get this from? Miktani, from the fact that the Mishnah teaches, Hashachin min Arif Shatazi Psula, that if a person shachs from the back of the neck, it's Pasul, whereas a Malik min Arif from the Kosek Shera, if he does Malika from the Arif, it's Kosher, Chafal Manaf on top, Visagadatach Machzir Dafka, if you want to say that the proper way to do Malika is that the Simanim have to be moved from the front of the bird's neck to the back, well then my Iri Malik, why does the Mishnah say that that's the way to do Malika? Even if you do Shechita like that, it would be Kosher. If you manage to pull the Simanim of the animal from the front of their neck and stretch them to behind the neck without ruining them or ripping them or doing anything, you could do Shechita like that as well. That would be perfectly fine. Allah Shemino, it must be that we learn from here, meaning from the fact that the Mishnah says the Shechita from the back of the neck is Pasul, that means the proper Girsa and the way to do Malika is Af Machzir, that you can even move them to the back of the neck. And it must be Simidaloya Hadar. And when the Mishnah says that Shechita in the back of the neck is Pasul, that's referring to where the Simanim were not schlepped to the back of the neck, and that's why we're saying that it's Pasul. And we're stopping for the day, but pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss the Shita of B'nai Reb Chiya, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.